Holmesdale Borough Council meeting. Okay, it wasn't plugged in back. Holmesdale Borough Council meeting, November 15th, 2021. You're now being recorded. Anyone who would like to speak tonight, there's a register book by the podium. Okay?
I want to thank everybody for being here this evening. Before we begin this meeting, I would ask to turn this over to our mayor.
Before we begin the meeting, I'd like to say a quick word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that everybody who is here, you surround them with your love and your guidance. We ask for guidance and wisdom over this council meeting. We also ask for your protection over our local EMS, fire, and police. Also, protection over our state and military personnel as well. And all in your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Okay, at this time, I believe it's either 605 or 606.
I have 604.
We do? Okay.
605 on the phone. What are you going to say?
605 on the phone, yeah, the phone's right. Okay, at 605, I'd like to call this meeting to order. First, I'd ask for a roll call vote of who is present this evening.
Okay. Michael Olgiello.
Present.
Robert Jennings.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Jared Newbon.
Here.
Jason Newbon.
Here.
Mayor Sarah Canfield.
Present.
Solicitor Richard Henry.
Present.
Secretary Judith Boltanis. Yes, I'm here. DPW Director Dan Brown.
Present.
Thank you. And I have several people absent.
Okay, thank you. At this time, I would ask us all to rise for a Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you all. Okay, first, this evening, before we get into our agenda, the first thing is citizens' input. And as of right now, the only person listed asking to speak this evening is Lisa Burns. So, Lisa, if you want to go to the podium, please. You're alive, yes.
Hello?
Yep. I just had a question about the budget and GHP's line item. Is that a matching line item or is that operating budget? I thought the last time we spoke it was going into my operating budget.
I was under the impression it was matching, but we have talked about a few different things. We did what was required. Do you remember what was required?
You mean from designation?
Yes.
Oh, designation is supporting. You're supporting the GHP. It's not a grant process.
But I believe there was a required minimum we had to set aside for you each year, was there not? I thought. No?
I thought it was for the operating budget because of all the extra work.
I'll let Judy speak if she may.
No, actually, the question is valid because there were different things discussed. But the Finance Committee did put it in the budget as matching grant funds that I believe Ms. Burns is asking if it can be changed to operating. Is that correct?
Yes. I thought that that's what we were doing. It was my understanding that that is what we were doing.
With the designation, when it becomes
official,
there is a requirement of the municipality to support it financially. So before you pass the budget, may you want to discuss that?
I will bring it up under the budget discussion at this point here, but we will bring it up. But you're asking for this to be placed under basically the $15,000 is specifically designated for your operating budget?
Yes.
Okay, not for matching grants.
For matching grants.
Okay.
But last year, we had some matching grant funds. I would hopefully try to use that by the end of the year. I have an opportunity to have Main Street surveyed all of through the grant process with the revitalization. We could not find one survey out there that they could utilize to give us fair estimates of the work that needed to be done. So if you could tell me how to word that, you know, maybe at a later date or tonight, it doesn't matter to me. I just would like to maybe utilize that money for those surveys.
Okay.
I'm just going to interrupt to make an announcement that James Brennan arrived at 6:09 p.m.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Lisa. We will figure this out in the next few minutes. Now, that was the only person who registered. Is there anybody else here this evening who wishes to speak at this time? If not, then we'll move into our regular agenda. The first thing to bring up this evening are the minutes of November 1st. As I always state, the council members did receive these as they were made available as of this past Friday. You've had the weekend to review. If you see anything that needs to be changed, please bring it up now. If you see nothing that needs to be changed and feel that the minutes are correct as presented, then please make a motion to do that. I ask at this time for someone to make a motion in one of those directions.
I make a motion to accept as presented.
Okay, a motion has been made by Jason Newbon to accept the minutes as presented. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Jim Jennings. Any question or discussion or further questions about the minutes? Then all those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. Motion is passed unanimously. We are now going to move into the Treasurer's Report, and I'll let Jared handle that part, please.
Yep, you all got this month's Treasurer's Report in your packet. I move to accept the Treasurer's Report pending audit for the previous month.
Yeah, motion was made by Chair Newbon, seconded by Robert Jennings. Any question or discussion on that motion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. That motion is passed unanimously. We do have, under request to use borough property, at least one or two of them aware of now. And the one that we did receive in time was for Kim Erickson. And I asked Jim Jennings to, I know we have some, we just received at the last minute the comments from the Parks and Rec Committee, so if you want to go over that.
So the Parks and Recreation Committee received the letter from Ms. Erickson about placing a memorial within Central Park to honor women veterans. And while the Parks Committee, or Commission, I'm sorry, agreed that it's an important monument, they decided that to not take any action on it at this point in order to potentially speak with Ms. Erickson, potentially gather more information about available sites too, whether it has to be with, or whether the request can only be within Central Park or if other locations can be considered. So there wasn't any recommendation out of the commission at this point, but I know that further conversations with Ms. Erickson will take place in the coming weeks and months.
Okay, so what you're then really recommending is to make a motion to table the motion or table the action at this time?
I think that's the most appropriate avenue at this point. So I make a motion to table the request by Kim Erickson for the War Memorial for Women's Veterans.
Okay, is there a motion? There is a motion made. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
No. Jason Newbon, second. Any further question or discussion on this motion? All those in favor of tabling this action, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no. That motion is passed unanimously. Under Parks and Rec, I know that there was some last-minute items I guess that were given to us tonight for the pavilion, but I guess that was too late for tonight's meeting, Judy.
Okay, but we're still on requests. Okay. So into Parks and Recreation, recommendations that came Friday afternoon, but it didn't get into your packet. They mentioned a recommendation for the Homestead Rotary. So when I emailed everything out to the borough officials, I said I had not received a request from Homestead Rotary to the borough office. So it did arrive today from James Hamill, And so Jim Jennings would like to talk about the recommendation from the planning, from the Parks and Recreation Commission. You all have that on their sheet.
Do you want me to do it now? Or?
Well, the thing is, because of timing, it's sort of important.
The only comment I made is what I made to everyone on the council was that there are some requests already there, both for Winter Wonderland and for the shower for charity. So I think we would need to know that something wasn't going to interfere with any activities that would be
right
in the pavilion or how they use it, because they use electricity too.
I also have to ask the Park and Rec if it's going to be brought up. I'm thinking a recommendation that somebody should have forwarded that to the borough council to be aware of it prior, because first we found out it was just a few minutes ago also.
There's
got to be more communication with them.
Yeah, this was a talking point at the latest commission meeting on Wednesday. James Hamill is both on the Rotary and also the commission. And he had mentioned that there had been a topic of conversation, and so about the Rotary being able to decorate the pavilion and kind of spruce it up for the winter. If you want, I can read the letter real quick so everybody has it, and we can discuss it if you'd like. Dated November 15, 2021, Holmesdale Borough Council. Dear Holmesdale Borough Council, Rotary of Holmesdale is proud to have helped beautify the Fred R. Miller Pavilion in recent years. Our club provided a fresh coat of paint this past winter and now offers to decorate the pavilion for the upcoming winter season. Decorations would be simple, elegant, and brighten the space for all who visit, live, and work in Holmesdale. It is the Rotary of Holmesdale's intention to hang string bulb lights as well as some greenery at the pavilion. Accordingly, we ask that the borough please provide access to the electric outlets. The lights would be placed on a timer to turn on around dusk and go off around midnight. The decorations would not include any religious connotation, rather they will be celebratory of the winter season. Our club has a deep love for this community and is happy to provide any further details as they are needed to see this project through. It is also our hope to continue this tradition each winter season. Thank you. Sincerely, Holmesdale Rotary, co-presidents Alicia and Robert Schwartz. So, they're piggybacking off of the work that was done in the summer to maintain it, during the winter in terms of decorating it and making it a place that people can go. So that's where you get there's the letter that was referenced within the recommendations from Parks and Rec. I do apologize for the lateness in the addition of that. So context around that, if you feel comfortable considering this request now or if you want to hold it till the next meeting, we can, talk about it more if you'd like.
I'm going to suggest to you that you can make a motion to proceed with, this is just my suggestion, to make a motion to work with them, but to also take into account the other issues. Because I think to take it 2 more weeks, it's too late.
Sure.
So I think it's up to the council. You can make the motion. There can be a second or not, but that's how I proceed.
Okay. From the Parks and Recreation Commission, there was some discussion on it, and there's a general excitement around it. And so they said, we recommend that Borough Council approve the non-denominational winter holiday decoration of the Fred R. Miller Pavilion by the Rotary this December and January, with minimal classy decorations that may utilize the electricity and won't affect the interior use of the pavilion for other purposes in an effort to make the space more welcoming. So with all of the conversation around that, I make the motion to proceed with working with the Rotary on the winter decoration for the Fred R. Miller Pavilion from December, including December and January.
There's been a motion made. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Jason Newbon. Any further discussion or question on the motion? And all those in favor, please say yes.
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 All opposed, please say no. The motion is passed unanimously. Thank you very much. Are there any other requests that we're aware of, Judy?
No, just those two.
Okay, just making sure. Okay, next on the agenda this evening, is our solicitor anything to report this evening?
I have an update in regard to the property that caved in or was decimated by the most recent winter storms. 123 Castle Street, I've been advised by the attorney for the individuals involved in that they need one more individual to sign off They do have letters pending in the Court of Common Pleas of Wayne County, Pennsylvania. There is a pending agreement for those individuals to sell that property and then get the property cleaned up. In regard to 301 Tracy Street, although I have not received any confirmation from the attorney representing the two deceased individuals, the owners of those properties, I have seen in the Wayne County Law Journal the fact that ancillary letters have been opened in Wayne County, Pennsylvania from New York County, New York, so we can now either get that matter resolved or ask for a hearing to be set in regard to damages. Ms. Paltanis and Mr. Brown and I have worked on Crestmont easements involving the extension of the stormwater system up there. I've also been involved with Ms. Paltanis in regard to a potential zoning violation in regard to or on the 700 block of Church Street. And we have two zoning hearings that are pending before the district court. And Ms. Paltanis and I, along with the zoning department, have also talked about the possibility of enacting the international existing building code. It kind of dovetails with the international building code. It also, I believe, would be very appropriate because the essence of that model code is to allow restoration and refurbishment of older buildings. Ms. Paltanis was going to get a hold of NEIC to ask for their input and their suggestions. That's all I have. Thank you very much.
Jimmy?
They did not reply yet.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Attorney Henry, how did that come up?
The
international existing building code. How did we get into... I'm a huge fan of the idea.
Ms. Paltanis is always on top of these things, and she asked me about the advisability of the borough considering the adoption of the international existing building code. It's a relatively recent spinoff of the International Code Council, and it does really dovetail. If you read it, take time to read it, at least the preface of it, without a doubt, it dovetails into the International Building Code. But the International Building Code premises new construction. It's almost impossible to renovate an old building with new construction code provisions. So I think it's important for at least to consider, but when Ms. Paltanis and I talked about it the other day, I said, well, you ought to get some sort of input from NEIC, your building, your third-party building inspector or inspecting agency, to see what they're doing in other areas. It's very, I think it would be absolutely, I think it would be appropriate for Homes Alberta to at least consider.
I would agree. Hold on. Well, I think you know my
stance. It's an inch thick, so before you agree too much. But it's the preface of it talks specifically about the fact that it is dovetailed into the International Building Code, but it also talks about the fact that it was first considered because of the because you can't meet existing building codes if you're generally going to refurbish or renovate an old building. I think it's a good idea. Anyhow, we're waiting for NEIC to give us a report.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Paltanis and Mr. Henry for that.
Okay, that's his report and our mayor's report this evening. Sir,
I have nothing to report at this time.
Okay, thank you very much. Moving on, we have our fire chief's report in your packet. Under the fire department report, the total, this was for October, the total calls were 28, the motor vehicle crashes were 7, auto alarms 3, public service 4, structure fires 6, medical 2, hazmat 3. There were no vehicle fires reported, 1 brush fire, and 2 water emergencies. The next is the police chief's report. Mr. Jennings, if you want to do that report.
The Hillendale Police Department reported for October 1st through the 31st, 2021. Calls required, incident report 74, crimes reported 20, cleared 10, arrests 10, juvenile 1, citations 3, criminal 5, warnings 1, property stolen $409, recovered 0. That's the report.
Thank you. On to the Public Works Director's report. Our Public Director is here, so go ahead.
For the DPW report for October 2021, the streets, we did yard debris and leaf pickup, meter repairs, meter collections. We did blacktop patching on 4th Street, Crestmont, 9th Street, Commercial Street, Terrace Heights, Summit, Holiday, and Lane. We did catch basin maintenance on Church Street, Church and 11th Street, and Terrace Street. We did street sweeping of leaves daily, bulk leaf pile pickups on multiple streets. We did 68 PA1 call locates. We did prep and go over all our snow equipment, have all our trucks and equipment ready for the winter season. And we did a in-house winter maintenance training. Stormwater, we had multiple heavy rains. Leaves were coming down faster than we can keep up with them. We did keep up with the storm drains as best we can. Multiple heavy floods in the area, but we were able to keep the streets dry. And we have been doing locating and video logging multiple storm lines to continue with preventive maintenance. For parks, we did fountain closed and we put it away for the season. And that's all I have. The only other thing I'd like to add to my report is they are calling for snow next week. It is that time of year. So multiple inches we're talking about on the 22nd. Just be prepared. It's coming. It's here.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, okay. My apologies. I did miss that. The yard debris collection, we are going to end, I believe, is the last Monday in November, which is the 29th. November 29th will be the last day for yard debris pickup. That is all I have.
Okay, thank you very much. At this time, anything from the Buildings Committee?
Pretty quiet on buildings. I think the only thing we have going on is we're in the very beginning stages of planning out redoing the room downstairs for the meter personnel. So hopefully we can get that going over the winter and get that project complete. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. And moving on to the Finance Committee, Jerry.
Yep. So you all had your line financial report. As always, if you had any questions, you can reach out to anyone on the Finance Committee, and we will help you. But it's there for you to use and reference. I guess we can go back to the public comment regarding the GHP. I don't know how quickly we would need to make that decision. I would certainly prefer to bring it back into the Finance Committee rather than kind of go off the cuff here. But Judy, do you know how much time we have to approve the final budget?
The final budget must be approved by the end of December 31st. But if I may just ask a question of
sure.
The listener. If they pass the 2022 budget as presented in the packets and what was out for tentatively adopting it, they can always go back and change the line item reason, correct? I mean, it's not changing the dollar amount that's going to be given to GHB, but they could always vote to change the reason why, could they not?
They can.
Okay.
Yes, unless they handle it.
Okay. Would that be okay with you, Lisa, if we discuss it? Okay, then I'll go ahead and make the changes we have for tonight, and the Finance Committee will discuss that particular issue, and if we have questions, we'll reach out. Okay, changes we have. I move to make the following changes to the 2022 draft budget. From account beginning balance / general fund, change the amount to $1,910,000, $113.47 due to the receipt of updated tax information. Move from account number 404, digitization project, less $20,000 due to the payment from ARP funds. Move from account number 446-2 2025 stormwater project plus $20,000 from the digitization project. Move from account number 414 Marlin Leasing Zoning plus $588 for the annual lease paid monthly. And move from account number 492.45 transfer from general fund to parks and recreation to cover deficit in the amount of $76,198. The reason being the finance committee anticipated requests from parks and recreation and proposed $10,000 to come from Barris Memorial Fund, but upon checking the real amount, it is $12,000. Also moving from general fund balance ending December 31st, 22, we're changing to equal $323,291.47. And the Barris Memorial CD ending balance December 31st, 2022 will now equal $119,569.42.
Okay. And this is your motion to make these changes?
Correct.
Okay, Jared has made a motion. Is there a second to his motion?
Second.
Second by Jim Brennan. Any question or discussion from any council members on these changes?
May I just make one statement? I just want to tell all the councilors the changes he just read are already in the document that you have. That was from the last finance committee meeting where we were correcting some stuff.
Okay. Thank you for that comment. And again, more time. Any questions? On this, I'm going to ask for a roll call vote.
James Brennan.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Robert Jennings.
Yes.
Michael Olgiello.
Yes.
Jason Newbaugh.
Yes.
Jared Newbaugh.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and along with that, I move to adopt the draft 2022 budget as advertised and revised at this meeting.
Is that second by Jim Brennan? Okay. Now, motion made by Jared and seconded by Jim Brennan. At this time, any question or discussion? If not, once again on this, because it is a budget, we ask for a roll call vote.
Michael Olgiello.
Yes.
James Brennan.
Yes.
Jason Newbaugh.
Yes.
Excuse me. James Jennings.
Yes.
Jared Newbaugh.
Yes.
Robert Jennings.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and also along with the budget, I move that Borough Council adopt ordinance number 710, fixing the tax rates as stated in the 2022 budget.
Motion has been made. Is there a second? Second again by Jim Brennan. Okay. Any question or discussion on this motion? Again, I'm going to ask for a roll call vote on these actions with the budget.
I just have a question. Was that James Brennan?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's seconded. Thank you. Roll call vote. Okay, Jared Newbaugh.
Yes.
Jason Newbaugh.
Yes.
James Brennan.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Robert Jennings.
Yes.
Michael Olgiello.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and final thing with the budget for tonight, I move the Borough Council adopt resolution number 2021-029, fixing the tax rates for fiscal year 2022 as stated in the 2022 budget.
Okay, motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Jim Jennings. Again, at this point, any question or discussion? Again, I'm going to ask one last time on this. Roll call vote, please.
Michael Olgiello.
Yes.
Robert Jennings.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
James Brennan.
Yes.
Jason Newbaugh.
Yes.
Jared Newbon.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anything else at this time?
I'll just add, just for general knowledge, that both of those, the tax ordinance and the resolution, they did